Okay, we're holding in the Memches Kinyonim between Pesach and Shavuos and Shavuos Ha'emer. Today we're going to discuss Kinyon number 10, Shimush Chachamim, that Torah is acquired through Shimush Chachamim. What does it mean for Shimush Chachamim, A? And B, why is it so essential and necessary for one in order to acquire Torah to have Shimush Chachamim? Let's be honest. If you would go to a university library, you decide to pay for admissions, go to Harvard Library, and you take out every single book on the shelf that has to do with history. And not only history, you want to become the world expert in European, Mid-East European history, in Central Europe especially. That's your specialty. You're going to get every book out there, every novel, every history book, every firsthand, every secondhand, everything there is to know about Central European history, then you will become, undoubtedly, the world expert in Central European Mideast history, Middle Age history, whatever it is. You don't need a Rebbe necessarily. You don't need a teacher necessarily. It would be good enough just to get all the books in the library and read them. And Mistama, if you had enough of a Seichel, did enough Chazara, Mistama, you'd be able to put things together, and Mistama, you'd become the world expert, or at least one of the world experts, very knowledgeable. But when it comes to Torah, the Braisa tells us that one of the 48 fundamental ways of acquiring Torah is through Shimush Chachamim. You have to have a Rebbe, and not only do you have to have a Rebbe, you have to be Meshamesh the Rebbe. Why? So again, what does it mean, Shimush? And why is it essential? So, not only that, just to amplify the significance of Shimush Chachamim, the Gemara Brachas of Zayin of Abayis tells us, Amar Rabbi Yechon Amishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yechai. Like when we just passed. Amar Rabbi Yechon Amishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yechai. Gadol Shimush Hashoteire Yoyser Milimuda. That bigger is the person who is Mishamish Teira than the person who only learns Teira. And what's the Raya? The Gemara quotes a raya from a pasuk in Malachim Beis. He Elisha ben Shofat Shuyotzak Maim al Delio. Elisha Hanavi was the Talmud Muvok of Eliyahu Navi. He was next in line. He became the next Navi of Klal Yisrael, the Gadol HaNaviim. So you go from Eliyahu to Elisha. And Avada, 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 there's no doubt in anyone's mind, as is clear in Tanakh, that Elisha learned Kol HaTorah Kula from the mouth of Eliyahu HaNavi. That was his Rebbe. His Rebbe for Nigla, his Rebbe for Nister. His Rebbe, he was one of the B'nai HaNavim. He went to the school to learn how to become a Navi. And his Rebbe to teach him how to become a Navi was none other than the great Eliyahu HaNavi. So if I'm going to discuss, I'm going to tell you how wonderful, how great, how amazing Elisha was, then the natural reaction with this would be, I'm going to define Elisha ben Shafat. What's the definition of who is Elisha? Talmud Mubak, Lamateche by Eliyahu HaNavi. But the Navi doesn't say like that. The Gemara's Medayik, the Navi says, Asher Yotzak Mayim, that he poured water al Yedei Elio HaNavi, that he gave water. He was the one that poured water. He made sure to supply water to Elio HaNavi. Zot Gemara, from here we see, Gadol Shimusha Shateira Yoyser Milimuta, that it's greater, it's more significant, it's more important to define Elisha as the one who poured the water for Eliyahu HaNavi, more so than defining him as the Talmid Muvok of Eliyahu HaNavi.
Rabbi.
Yes.
Can I just say that simple logic, though, that, like, that's a good proof, like, obviously, but it's simple logic that one who acts upon Torah is better than one that learns it, just simply because if someone puts it into action, that means they know what they're doing and they learned it. And second, only learning is just like only reading like the rule books. Like if someone could go to law school every single day in his life, but if he never actually goes to court, what difference will it make if he learned all the laws and knows them cold?
So let me give you the following scenario. There's a tremendous gabbai. The tremendous gabbai. It happens to be one of the Gedolei Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael nowadays. A tremendous, massive Talmid Chacham. His son grew up on his knees. His son grew up mamish. Every Shabbos Suda was with his father. His son grew up at the foot of his father. However, the son was not a learner. He wasn't a learner. Because he wasn't a learner, his father didn't want him to fall away. He didn't want his son to stray from the path. He didn't want his son to lose respect or to lose that relationship. And therefore, the father, b'chachamosai, went out of his way to give his son tremendous amount of jobs. His son arranged for a shir over here and a shir over there. When the father was building a base medrash, he appointed his son to go, not only raise the money, but also to ensure that the job was being done correctly. The son was mishamish Talmid Chacham to the ultimate nth degree. He dotted every I, crossed every T. The son followed halacha perfectly. Not because he was a bucky ultimate halacha. He followed halacha because he was raised by his father in a house that was makbid on techo mitzvot. Where Shiley went and asked. That was this Chacham's oldest son. Mamisha Mishamish Talmid Chachamim to the best possible standard you could be. Mamish. However, it wasn't a Talmid Chacham. It wasn't a Loimei Teire. He didn't have all the milas of the Nefesh HaChayim and Shai Dalet about saving the world, and he didn't have any of that. So, but the Gemara says, Gadol Shimushai Yoyser Minimuda. Not only that, the same Chacham has a second son. He has a second son. The second son was the one blessed with the brains. And the second son grew up in the same house with the father, with his older son, and every time that the father gave the older son some shimush Talmid Chacham to do, some way, some mechanism, something to take care of, he gave his second son a project. What was the project? Memorize Brachos Baal Peh, learn the Rambam, Hilchis Erchin Biyun, and write up five Chidushim. And he gave his second son every single, first son got a project of making sure that the water was on in the basement measures, making sure the lights turned on in the right time. And second son got a project of Mishnayos, of Gemara. Which one of these two sons, you look at the two sons, what is that what the Gemara is saying? Godol Shimusha Yoiser Milimuda? Is that what the Gemara is defining? This first son, because he had such a great opportunity, and he went above and beyond with Meshamish, his father, the Talmud Chacham, to such a degree, that first son is greater than the second son who knows Shas and Poiskim backwards and forwards.
I don't even know, Rebbe. I don't even know how you could compare the two. As Rebbe started off his mashal by saying, the first son wasn't a learner. So it's, I know I'm no one, not someone that is able to say this, but it sounds like they have different, like, tafkids almost. Like, that's like comparing who's a better person, the architect or the businessman. They're two different.
What does the Gemara mean? So what does the Gemara mean? So behechrich, it must be, and this is, Rabbi Kiva Eger seems to be learning the Gemara this way, that we're dealing with two sons that are both gevaldige learners. You're dealing with two individuals that are massive talmidei chacham, two individuals that know kol ha'tayr kula. One of them spent yomim v'layla lo yishbaisu, did not stop learning up a storm. Masmid otzum. Masmid otzum. He never was mevatel a second. The other son, the second individual, was also a tremendous learner. He also knew Koil HaTayr Kula. However, every single day, for at least moments, if not minutes, if not hours, he made sure to go to his Rebbe, he made sure to go to the Talmud Chacham, and he went out of his way to be Meshamish the Talmud Chacham. In addition to learning, he was also Meshamish. And Rabbi Kiva Eger says the Pshat in the Gemara is Gadol Shimusha Yoseh Milimudo. It doesn't mean the Schar is greater. No, that's not the Pshat. And it doesn't mean that the Meshamish is going to know more. That's not the Pshat. When it comes to Bittul Teira, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, it's not considered Bittul Teira to be Meshamish Adam Chacham, even if it's going to come at the expense of another hour in the base medrash. Because there's an implicit enhancement of a person's Talmud Torah. His quality of learning is that much better when he's Meshamish Talmud Chacham. So in Mele, you have one individual who locks himself in the base medrash, Yoimam V'layla Lo Yishbaisu, never stops for a moment, and he knows Koil HaTayr Kula, backwards and forwards. He never stops, never has a Rebbe, never has any individual to be Meshamish. That individual's quality of Talmud Torah will be lower than somebody else who also learned a tremendous amount. However, he took time off, quote unquote, to spend with his Rebbe and to learn to be Meshamish's Rebbe. And be Meshamish's Rebbe doesn't only mean learning from his Rebbe, but like the Gemara says, it's even pouring water for the Rebbe. The Gemara tells us in Kiddushin, I'm sorry, Baba Kama. I'm sorry. I'm just looking at Baba Kama. That Rabbi Chanina, Bikesh Mirami Bachama, Rabbi Chanina the Kasha, and he asked Rabbi Bar Chama, and Rabbi Bar Chama answered Rabbi Chanina, "V'heshigloi l'chitishtamish li, when you are mishamish me, I'll give you the answer." Says the Gemara, "Shokol sudra kavachle." So Rabbi Chanina took some sudar, some sheet, their garment, their cloak, folded it, wrapped it up, at which point Rabbi Bar Chama was willing to answer and to explain to Rabbi Chanina his question. Pelotika Gemara. What in the world is going on? Does Rabbi Bar Chama need Rabbi Chanina to fold his sheet for him? Does Rabbi Bar Chama need Rabbi Chanina's assistance? No. So why does he demand? Why does Rabbi Bar Chama demand that he'll only answer his question if Rabbi Chanina is willing to go out of his way to do some Shimush Tamid Chacham first? And Rabbi Shimon Shkop, in his Akdamat HaShar Yeshir, which is a must read, a beautiful, beautiful sefer, Akdamat of Shar Yeshir. Rabbi Shimon explains that when it comes to something that requires iun v'yegia, it depends upon the student being completely dependent upon his Rebbe. If I have a question, something bothers me. I go to my Rebbe for the answer. I'm not sure the pshat in the sugya about a shliach shetosh, it's a mistake. He adds on to what the mishalech said. Is he mafer al devarav? Is he moisav al devarav? I have a kash in the sugya. So I go to my Rebbe and I ask for the answer. What am I asking for? Am I asking my Rebbe for the MS? Or am I asking my Rebbe for a possibility? In other words, do I believe, do I trust that my Rebbe is a chain, is part of the chain, is a link in the chain of the Messiah? That my Rebbe is carrying the MS with him. And if I don't understand it, or if I don't appreciate that answer, it's a chisaron in me, not a chisaron in him. In order for one to reach that level, where after the shiur is over, he looks at his notes and he says, it doesn't make any sense. How does this fit with the Rashba? His gut reaction should be, I read the Rashba wrong. How does this fit with the Rashba? I read it wrong. I must need to reanalyze what the Rashba said. Not that my Rebbe has it wrong. To reach that level, says Rabbi Shimon Shkop, to reach that pinnacle that we appreciate Talmidei Chachamim as a link in the chain of a Meseira, it requires a shimush chachamim to precede it. It requires us to be humble and to recognize that the mistake lies in me, not in the svara, not in the Rebbe. And therefore, Rabbi Bar Chama said to Rabbi Chanina, "You want my answer? I'm happy to give it to you. But you have to recognize that who I am. You have to recognize the answer I'm giving you is a Teira Misinai. The answer I'm giving you is the richtige answer, the real emesige answer. And therefore, even it might sound a little strange, a little ludicrous on the outset, that's because you haven't worked hard enough to appreciate what I'm really saying. You haven't worked hard enough on the Svara, you haven't been ma'ayin enough to figure out what it really means." So says Rav Shimon, you want to change your limud Torah. You want to enhance your limud Torah. It requires an appreciation. It requires an understanding of who the Rebbeim are. And to be mekafef, to become, subjugate ourselves to become secondary to that Rebbe, to become secondary to those Chacham, the Gedolei Olam. And when things don't seem to add up and make sense, we turn to the Rebbe and we say, I don't get it because I haven't figured it out yet. That's why Shimush Chachamim is so essential in Kinyan Torah. Because if I really want to be Kinyan Torah from somebody, I have to recognize that he's that much greater than me. He's that much greater than I ever will be. And I need to make myself kafuf to him. And that's why, by the way, when Rashi defines what does it mean, Shimush Tamid HaChamim, Lilmoid Svaris HaGemara B'tame HaMishnah Mahem, to understand the Svar. The Svar of the Gemara. What do you mean the Svar of the Gemara? There's a famous Maisa, beautiful Maisa. Mamish, a beautiful Maisa. Reb Baruch Ber Leibovitz, the Beis HaShmuel, was famous for, in his Sefer, quoting one line from his Rebbe Reb Chaim. He said, I had a question and I went to ask Reb Chaim. And Reb Chaim said, it's not a din in the Chetzah, it's a din in the Gavra. And the Reb Baruch Ber would go on for 3 pages to understand, to analyze, what does that mean? It's a din in the chetz, it's not a din in the chetz, it's a din in the gavra. For 3 pages, Reb Chaim said a little blur, a tweet, and Reb Baruch Ber wrote an essay, analyzing, understanding, appreciating. So Reb Baruch Ber was once on vacation, and a Talmud comes over to him, not one of his Talmudim, a Talmud Yeshiva comes over to him, and he says, Reb Baruch Ber, why do you need Reb Chaim? Why do you need your Rebbe? What does Reb Chaim add that Reb Akiva Eger and the Ketzos didn't already tell you? You have a kash in the sugya. Look at Reb Akiva Eger, look at the Ketzos, they have the Rich, the Emes, the Kabshat. Why do you need Reb Chaim? So as a classic, amazing Talmud, Reb Baruch Ber went to Reb Chaim and he said, Rebbe, why do I need Rebbe? Why can't I look up Reb Akiva Eger? Why can't I look up the Ketzos? Isn't that good enough? Reb Chaim gave the following answer. Reb Chaim said, if you look up Reb Akiva Eger and the Ketzos, they'll tell you the right pshat in the sugya. Erechinam. They'll tell you the derech hayosher through the sugya. But if you come to me, said Reb Chaim, I'll tell you what's wrong, what the wrong svaras are. I'll mold your mind and fix your svaras in order that you'll be able to appreciate, to be able to understand, to be able to be mechaven to that richtig svar. That you won't stray from the derech in a weird way with a funny boich svar. I'll tell you everything that's wrong. They will only tell you what's right. Shimush Chachamim, somebody appreciates how great the Rabbanim are, and they're willing to go out of their way in addition to learning. Like we said from Rabbi Yeager, in addition to learning, to spend time to be mishamish, they'll be able to appreciate, they'll be able to smell, they'll be able to taste and see the svaras that are wrong. And miyasher daitim, and fix their knowledge, their thought process, in order to be mechaven to the emes. They won't only be told what the emes is, but they'll be able to understand, this is a wrong svara, and now I know why. That is the Milo of Shimush Chachamim, and that's why it is so essential as one of the Kinyanei Torah.